Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for the 12th of February. I'm Paul White, and I'm glad you're with me. We are in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, and we've been studying 2 Corinthians now since the top of the month. We did 1 Corinthians for the last several months of 2019 and then for the month of January. And of course, we break away and do other things. We have Long Form Friday coming up this week where we will air something else for you. And then we do an essay edition at the end of each month. And so there's little breaks in there. But for the most part, we've been walking through these texts from Paul's letters to the Corinthians, 1 and 2. Today we're in verse 22 of chapter 1, who has also sealed us and given us the Spirit in our hearts as a guarantee. We dealt with the anointing yesterday and how the anointing is a past tense word for Paul. It's not something we go get. And when you couple, and we did this right at the end of the podcast, when you couple Paul's understanding of the establishment you have in Christ from 2 Corinthians 1 with John's understanding of the Holy Spirit, he uses the English uses the word unction. In 1 John 2:20, you have we all have the Holy Spirit, and I like the Greek syntax there. We all have the anointing of the Holy Spirit, and we know it. The English says, and you know all things. That's a little odd, because we don't have a recognition of knowing all things. What we do have a recognition of is knowing there's something greater than ourselves inside of ourselves. And so that's that you guys have the Holy Spirit, and you know it, which seems to be a extremely necessary understanding if we're going to get to the bottom of what the anointing is all about. So verse 22, he sealed us. Who's he? Christ. Because remember, that's who we are established in, is in Christ. We're anointed in him, past tense, and he has sealed us and given us the Holy Spirit in our hearts as a guarantee. I want to take a look at the sealing. And by sealing, S-E-A-L-I-N-G, we've been sealed over by the power and presence of the Holy Spirit. And we can do that by looking at a writing by this same author, the Apostle Paul, from Ephesians chapter 4. Listen to Paul, and I'm going to give you a little bit of context. Let's start in about 28 of Ephesians 4. Let him who stole steal no longer, but rather let him labor, working with his hands what's good, that he may have something to give to him who has need. Let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, but what is good for necessary edification, and that it may impart grace to the hearers. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Now there's our phrase. What did the Holy Spirit do? He sealed us for the day of redemption. And that's Paul's definition of grieving the Holy Spirit, by the way, seems to be speaking, because verse 29, don't let corrupt words come out of your mouth. Verse 31, don't let bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, and evil speaking come out of your mouth. The surrounding verses, it's like a sandwich. The two pieces of bread are watch how you talk, top piece of bread, bottom piece of bread, watch how you talk, middle, the meat, grieve the Holy Spirit. So the sandwich of grieving the Holy Spirit seems to be not administering grace with your tongue. That's actually a side point, because I'm not teaching Ephesians 4. I was really trying to grab 30, where he says you are sealed for the day of redemption. And I want you to, but I think it's worth that sandwich, because in all honesty, we need to stop grieving the Holy Spirit, and grieving the Holy Spirit doesn't have anything to do with resisting the move of the Spirit in a worship service. I mean, that might have something to do with it, but that's not Paul's definition. To grieve the Spirit is to speak of people less than they should be spoken of, and to point out what is not pointed out by the Holy Spirit. What's the Holy Spirit done? He sealed us to the day of redemption. And that sealing means that we are sealed off in two ways. We're sealed so that whatever is inside can't get out, and we're sealed so that whatever is outside can't get in. So I think we should start to look at the Holy Spirit not as some external influence, but as an internal barometer, an internal sort of plumb line of where we are standing with the Father, realizing that the Holy Spirit is guarding us. He's guarding us from the attacks from the outside, from whatever they might be, because we walk around in a world in which what we really need is just splashed off with a reassurance of who we are. sort of like the John 13 washing of the feet. We were already washed. Remember, Peter said to Jesus, well, if you're going to wash my feet, wash my whole body. And Jesus said, a man who's been cleansed need not to be cleansed again save for his feet. You've already been cleansed by the words I've spoken to you, Peter. All I really need to do is wash your feet off. And of course, that's a metaphor for servanthood, but it's also a metaphor for you just need washed off what's been trotting through the world. Your heart's fine. Let me ask you, why is your heart fine? You're walking through trash. You're living in a world full of people doing wrong and doing you wrong. How is it that you're fine? Because you're sealed with the Holy Spirit. What you walk through can only hit your feet. It can't penetrate your heart. And that's because you're sealed by the Holy Spirit. At the same time, the sealing of the Holy Spirit goes both ways. It not only protects you from what's going on the outside, it protects you from losing who you are on the inside. No man can pluck you from his hand. What you have inside of you is a done deal. It's an inheritance. You're not becoming less of a son. You are what the Bible says that you are. And so you are established as his anointed son or daughter, and you are sealed with the Holy Spirit. Let's continue 2 Corinthians 1:22. He sealed us and gave us the Holy Spirit in our hearts as a guarantee. So it's the Holy Spirit who's the true guarantee or guarantor of what we have. That comes together for us also in the book of Ephesians, chapter 1, where Paul says this. Let me read to you verses 13 and 14. In him you also trusted, after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. There's that sealing again. I saved this one because I want you to see 14. It's complementary of the end of verse 22 from 2 Corinthians 1. Here's the next verse. Who is the guarantee of our inheritance? The word guarantee is better translated and actually is in some of the earlier Greek translations as down payment or earnest payment, earnest money. Like when you put earnest money on a house, that's your way of saying, I'm trying to buy this house. Don't sell it to somebody else. This is my investment in this deal. The Holy Spirit is the earnest money or the down payment of your inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession to the praise of His glory. So in 2 Corinthians 1:22, when Paul says the Holy Spirit is the guarantee, he means the Holy Spirit is the down payment that God is going to do everything on your behalf. The redemption that Paul talks about in Ephesians 1 is the Greek word apolytrosis. It means a releasing that's been effected by payment of a ransom. And so you are the purchased possession. You've been released by the payment of a ransom. You don't see it all yet, but the Holy Spirit is God's way of putting earnest money down on the fact that everything's been paid for in you. This is why I firmly believe in, and whether you want to call it a heaven or what you want to call it, but I firmly believe that there's more than meets the eye and there is something beyond this body because we only have the down payment here. But the fullness of the possession is ours, and we're going to have that manifested in who He is as we walk this out. All right, tomorrow we move on a little farther in 2 Corinthians 1, and then we will introduce to you the thought of Long Form Friday. We'll do all of that tomorrow. I'll see you then. God bless.